KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have cloudy skies and 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a dense fog advisory until 9 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with areas of dense fog and drizzle, high around 43. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A call to police from a woman in Creston with regard to someone being in a garage resulted in the arrest of a man on multiple charges. Officers responded at around 12:40 a.m. today to the 300 block of North Jarvis Street and located 18-year-old Chase Periscondo of Creston, who then took off on foot. He was apprehended at around 12:47 a.m. at the 400 block of North Spruce Street. Following an initial investigation, Periscondo was charged with burglary from a motor vehicle in the third degree, two felony counts of burglary from an unoccupied structure in a third degree, theft in the fifth degree, interference with official acts, possession of a controlled substance, first offense, including prescription narcotics, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. In addition to felony charges, a PCS with the intent to distribute less than 5 grams of methamphetamine and marijuana. Periscondo was being held at the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. The investigation is ongoing with additional charges possible. A man and a woman from Creston were arrested on separate warrants Monday at around 9:25 a.m. 23-year-old Amanda Blakely Luddington was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for driving while barred. She was later released on a $2,000 bond. And at around 1:05 p.m., 44-year-old Joel Gross was arrested on two Union County warrants, including failure to appear on possession of prescription drugs and possession of marijuana first offense charges and failure to appear on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. Gross was additionally charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. He was being held in the Union County Jail on $2,600 bond. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening is expected to act on adopting the city's fiscal year 2022 budget. Action on a resolution to that effect follows a public hearing on the budget, which says there will be no increase in the tax levy, and despite an increase in property tax and rental property revenue of over $150,000, will actually decrease the overall budget by more than 18%. The overall budget is listed as $14,740,571, a decrease of 18.25% from the 2021 budget. City officials say the city will receive $147,438 in additional property taxes and $3,600 from rental income. New expenses include increased labor costs of more than $58,460, health insurance costs of $40,350, payroll taxes and IPERS amounting to more than $1,560, and liability insurance of nearly $24,000. City Administrator John Lund said the budget accomplishes the key priorities of the mayor and council in funding for economic development, housing incentives, community beautification, and additional amenities for the public. Lund said also the city is continuing to budget any excess cash growth beyond required minimums toward inevitable liabilities and specialized funds, moving them away from operating budgets to minimize future debt assumptions or operating reserve deficits, and there will be no increases in existing fees or utility rates. In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday will hold a public hearing on adoption of the FY22 10-year capital improvement, or CIP, key elements of which Lund says include 320 capital improvements in streets, sewers, vehicles, major and minor equipment costing over $23,455,000. 99.49% of the 10-year CIP has been financed with all critical infrastructure fully funded. The only unfunded project in the CIP is the airport's 8-unit nested T-hangar, which is scheduled for fiscal year 2024. Only $10,150,000 of the capital improvements are scheduled to be financed by new debt, which is still less than $1.15 million, less than $11.3 million estimated in the FY2021 budget, and $3.75 million less than the estimated FY2020 budget. Also, the council will act on passing a resolution amending seasonal wages for Atlantic Parks and Rec Department for 2021, as proposed earlier this year by the city's Personnel and Finance Committee. They'll also act on approving a resolution setting salaries for appointed officers and employees of the city for the fiscal year that runs from July 1st, 2021 through June 30, 2022. The resolution says all union positions are scheduled for a 2.4% wage growth as a cost of living adjustment, or COLA. Exceptions to the wage increases include Chief of Police, who will receive a 2.54% increase, Library Director, 2.9% increase, Adult Services Librarian, 6.38% increase, Youth Services Librarian will receive a 4.19% increase, Parks and Rec Director, 5% increase. Street Superintendent, 5.8% increase. City Clerk, 7.84% increase. City Administrator, 2.4% increase. City Administrator John Lund says those increases will bring those positions closer to the current market average for communities of similar size. When combined with the automatic union compensation, the city's total labor compensation, not including health insurance and similar benefits, is scheduled to be $2,551,431 in FY 2022, or an increase of 2.35% over FY 2021's estimated total labor compensation cost. And the Atlantic City Council is set to review and act on a recommendation for the purchase of a lot for new home construction at 211 West 6th Street. They'll also act on an order to approve a professional services agreement for Snyder & Associates for the West 22nd Street sidewalk project. Their final order of business is to reappoint John Martins and Vicki Brown to the Planning and Zoning Commission. The Atlantic City Council meeting will be held in the Atlantic City Council chambers at City Hall beginning at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.